Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Plenty to talk about around the NBA today, so that is our top story. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
David Aldridge, senior writer at The Athletic, in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame as a journalist, with us again here on the Hoffman Show on a busier than we maybe expected NBA day. DA, how are you?
Greg, I'm good. How are you, sir?
I am doing well. We'll start with the news of the day before we get to the finals and some other loose odds and ends. Tom Thibodeau is out in New York. The more I've read, including a phenomenal piece in your publication in The Athletic from some of your colleagues, including Fred Katz, the more I understand why the Knicks made this move. What do you make of it, and why do you think they ultimately decided to do it?
Look, I don't think this is something that they just decided to do yesterday. I think that there were probably concerns about Tibbs. And not just kind of the facile stuff that everybody talks about minutes and rotations and things like that. That's kind of baked in. You know who he is and what he's going to do. He did try to play more guys in the conference finals. He did play more guys in the conference finals with some degree of success. But my guess is, and again, it's a guess right now because we're still reporting all of this out, is, it's a combination of some players clearly were not happy. Mikal Bridges clearly expressed during the regular season he thought the starters were playing too many minutes. That was not that was publicly known. He said it on the record, you know, to reporters toward the end of the season. You add to that the fact that not only did they lose to Indiana for a second straight year in the playoffs. You remember, they lost Game 7 at home last year in the conference semis to the Pacers and really kind of got blown out. And everybody in New York immediately said, well, Brunson was hurt and we had all these injuries, and if our team was healthy, we would have beaten the Pacers. Well, your team was healthy this time, you know, and they still got beaten 6. I don't think they got past – I don't think mentally they ever got over Game 1 just the way they lost it. This is the complete meltdown of how they lost that game. And then you add to that, I mean, I think Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches out there, and he is having one of the great postseasons that you can ever have. The schemes that he's come up with to beat a 64-win Cleveland team decisively, right, and to then beat a really good, not great, but a really good Knicks team in the conference semis or in the conference finals. Again, if not decisively, certainly handily, right? I mean, I think even most Knicks fans will acknowledge that they dominated one game. That was Game 5, the game they had to stay alive. But other than that, they were scrambling the whole time against Indiana. And part of it's personnel. The Pacers have great players, and they're playing great right now. But they are really getting coached at an extremely high level by Rick Carlisle. And I think maybe that factored in some, you know, like the fact that everything that Carlisle seemed to do seemed to work against New York. And I think that not that nothing Tibbs did work, but fewer things worked, right? And so you look at that. And you also have to add to that Tibbs had 1 year left on his contract. So most coaches, right, after going into the last year of their contract, will say, hey, I need an extension. You know, if I'm going to coach this team next year, I can't be a lame duck. They have to know I have authority. I don't know if that's happened. Haven't heard that that was the case. But it would not surprise me, Craig, if we find out that, you know, Tibbs made it clear or Tibbs expressed an interest in getting the extension done. And I'm guessing that James Dolan said, I'm not feeling that right now. You know,
real quick, D.A., didn't he sign an extension last summer, though?
Yeah, but he only has it was a short one, you know. So,
gotcha.
So coaches are very insecure. Yeah, they should be.
I can't imagine why, considering what we're talking about.
Right. And so I think it was a lot. I think it was all of that. And then you don't know what players said in the exit interviews yesterday, right? Maybe somebody said, I can't play for this guy anymore. Like that shouldn't cause an owner or a GM to fire him. So I think it was more a combination of things, but Tibbs has a shelf life. He's had a shelf life every place he's gone. He's been in New York for 5 years. It surprises me because they were so close to getting to the finals, but am I shocked? No, I'm not shocked.
So that leads to kind of the next logical question, which is, if we say all those things, it's very easy to understand why this move happens and all of these flaws and all of these things that you can identify with Tom Thibodeau and be like, ah, that's not the ideal, certainly not optimized. And yet, for the next guy to do better, he's got to at least take this team to the NBA Finals. So what kind of coach, whether a specific person comes to mind, Mike Malone is available, or set of characteristics do you think that the Knicks will be looking for, and would you be looking for to maximize this roster, or did I just set you up with a false premise because do you think they're going to blow up this roster?
Well, I'd be surprised if they blew up the roster. I mean, no matter how, if there was some problems within the team this season, they got within two games of the NBA Finals. That's like, it's really hard for me to say, well, you got to blow that team up.
Agreed.
You know,
especially in this current Eastern Conference with Tatum out next year, et cetera.
The East is obviously not as good as the West, but this is really hard to make trades now. Like, it's hard to trade Karl Anthony Towns for anybody because of so many teams are above the second apron, and you can't trade player for player if you're above the second apron, or you can only trade player for player. You can't aggregate at the second apron, so that makes it difficult. And they were a very successful team. They have two guys who are all NBA selections. Two of the top 15 players in the league play for the New York Knicks. You know, that's pretty good, right? So, I mean, and, you know, you can say Bridges didn't have the year that you thought, but it's not like he stunk. You know, he just maybe wasn't worth five first-round picks. Well, okay. Most guys in the league aren't worth five first-round picks, right? So, but it's not like he had a bad year. Anunoby had a pretty good year, right? I mean, most of their guys had pretty good years. There wasn't this huge drop-off. So I don't know that – I mean, again, it's the NBA. Anything can happen, but – I would be surprised if they blew this thing up. Like, what are you doing if you're blowing it up? Like,
right. I didn't want to make assumptions in asking about the coach, about the roster, when we know that there will be rumors about Durant, whatever the Giannis thing. Like, the Knicks are going to be mentioned, even if it's by people who don't understand the math and the potential, or like how difficult making those moves will actually be for New York.
Right. No doubt. But that would be the case if you brought Tibbs back or didn't bring him back,
sure.
Right? So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying they can't make a big move. They could trade Carl Anthony Towns, I guess. I guess you could sell high and think he's, you know, but I would be surprised. I think that, again, it's not like he had a bad year. He had a really good year. It's just, It's just that, and you know, he's not a great defensive player, and they were playing against a team whose coach really knows how to hunt bad matchups and does it very well. And they're and Indy's relentless. This is the reason why Indy's in the finals. Like, you know, like they've been pretty good. If you look at their record the last 3 months, they've been pretty damn good, Craig. You know, like they have been one of the best teams in the league. So this is not like some fluke. And they were in the conference finals last year. You know what I mean? So, again, this is a pretty good team that just beat you. So, but, again, owners are irrational. Owners want to win. Owners are desperate to win. And if you don't win, they'll go get somebody else who does. You had, Mike Malone is certainly a very good coach. He's won a championship. I'm not really sure what difference there is between Mike Malone and Tom Thibodeau stylistically in terms of how they play and how they coach and they just literally fired Mike Malone because he didn't play his bench in Denver. Like, literally just fired him 2 months ago because he wouldn't play the bench guys. He wouldn't extend his rotation. Well, okay. So, you know, materially, is there a lot of difference between one of them has a championship and one doesn't? Not really, but you could go that way. But you could certainly make the argument.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
David Aldridge with us here on The Hoffman Show. So that's the Knicks. They're done. We'll have plenty of time to talk about them. Let's talk about the teams that are still playing, including this Indiana Pacers team that just beat them. I am thrilled about this finals matchup, David. This is a really, really good set of basketball teams. And stylistically, unlike, say, the Eastern Conference Finals, where it is going to be a styles makes fight type of matchup. And if the game is slow, advantage Knicks. If the game is fast, advantage Pacers. These are two of the, I think it's five fastest paced teams in the league. They thrive on similar things. They like to play a little bit chaotically. You have one team in Oklahoma City that forces turnovers at a historic rate, and one team in Indiana that seemingly never turns the ball over despite how fast they play. What to you holds the key to this series?
Well, I mean, I do think Indiana has a style, right? I mean, a very clear, delineated style. They play fast. And they play fast to great effect. They don't just play fast to play fast. There's lots of teams that play fast that don't do anything, right? Like they just chuck up threes for no reason. This team gets to the matchup they want. They have incredible movement without the ball. I mean, their guys are all moving all the time without the ball. The ball never sticks with them. It is going from person to person, ping, 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 ping. And they're trying to score off of makes. It doesn't matter if you make it or not. They're running. It's a great matchup between a team that is an elite offensive team and a team that's an elite defensive team. and this will be fascinating to watch how this plays out over the course of seven games because, you know, I hate to compare eras because the rules are completely different and you can't have conversations with people because they've already decided who they like and who they don't like, or they like LeBron or they like Jordan, and you can't have a discussion about, you know, who's better across eras. But I will say this Oklahoma City team is reminiscent of the Bulls, of the original Bulls defense, not the Rodman Bulls, who were good in their own way, but with Horace Grant and Pippen and Jordan when they were young, and they didn't really do it with great, you know, they didn't like beat you up. That's not what they did. They were just so quick and so long that they could guard all over the floor and recover, get back to their guys, and turn you over, and now they're running. That's what this OKC team reminds me of, just in terms of they're like piranhas, you know?
Yeah.
If you turn your back, God help you, if you turn your back on these guys, they are attacking. And it's hard to sustain good offense against them because they're just so relentless, and it's hard to kind of get them out of position. They stay connected. They're really good defensively, Craig. Like, they are really good. So it will be fascinating to see if Indiana can play with pace, but also play effectively with pace and continue to score at a high clip like they've done throughout the playoffs against everybody, right? I mean, they wear you down over 48 minutes, and then the floodgates open the last 6 minutes, and they're just, it's an avalanche of points, right? So, somebody, I think it was in True Hoop today, and it was an interesting point. You know, they made Brunson play defense, and Brunson was ineffective. Brunson was less efficient, let me put it that way. Now, he was less efficient offensively. It didn't mean he sucked. I'm not saying he had a terrible series. I'm saying he was less efficient offensively than he was before. And I think there's a pretty good correlation. If you make a guy defend, he gets a little more tired, right? So now the question is, can they make SGA play defense and maybe right. wear him out a little bit, because his terrestrial numbers, his shooting in the conference finals, it wasn't that great. Like he shot a lot of free throws, but if you look at his field goal attempts and field goals and field goal percentage and 3-point percentage, it wasn't that great. He had some clunkers offensively in terms of shooting the ball. So now if you're making him guard somebody, right, that may have an even greater impact. Now the question is, can you make that happen? Just because I say it's possible doesn't mean it's going to happen, right? So that to me is the series. Can they speed up SGA and Jalen Williams by making them guard people so that they are less efficient in the fourth quarters of games, which is when Oklahoma City usually kills you in the third quarter. That's to be fair. It's not the fourth quarter, it's the third quarter. But let's just say less efficient in the second half offensively, so that instead of being up by 15 points after three quarters, they're up by two or they're down, right? So to me, that's where I'll be fascinated to see where the series goes in terms of, can they make SGA guard people for seven games and then see what he's got left offensively.
And this is one of the fascinating things about the way Carlisle does it, is there is nowhere to hide against Indiana in ways that you can hide against other teams. Every guy can pass, dribble, shoot to at right. least some extent, which is why there was nowhere really for Karl Towns to hide and nowhere for Brunson to hide in the Eastern Conference Finals, which was a problem for New York. David Aldridge with us from The Athletic. Of course, he is a senior columnist. But for years, David, we all watched you on the NBA on TNT, and it was fun to see your face pop up in the montages, at least for me this weekend, and think about all the times and think, like, it's pretty cool that guy comes to my radio show now. But I'm sure it was an emotional weekend watching everything wind down on Turner for you. If you know, when you talk to, you know, people and they say, hey, like, what's your favorite NBA on TNT story? Can you share that story with us?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many of them. But really, again, to be honest with you, Craig, it's not, you know, being on the set. It was great fun being on the set with the guys, you know, when they had me on Inside or they had me on the pregame show. That was great fun. It was great fun doing games. You know, I got to work with Marv Albert. I got to work with Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy and Chris Webber and Doug Collins. You know, got to work with some great play-by-play guys and analysts. It was terrific. It was tremendous fun. But really, it was the plane rides. You know, like we would fly to wherever we're going next, especially, you know, when OKC, their first iteration with Durant and Westbrook and those guys, like we chartered some because it's just, there's just not a lot of flights out of OKC. So, you know, just being on a plane with folks and laughing with them and being in the bar after a game and the breakfast meetings that you would have before a game. I mean, just that, those times with those folks were just tremendous and incredible and such a blessing for me to get a chance to be with the best group. I worked at ESPN. They were really good. It was a really good place. It's a really good shop in terms of production and those sorts of things. They put a really good product out. But if you're talking about who does the best NBA broadcast and who has the best NBA studio show, it's Turner. It's TNT. It's not close. And when you know, when you're there, for, I was there 14 years, and you know that you're working with the best people, like that really is, you feel gratitude, right? Like I get, they think enough of me to think that I can help their broadcast. And that just, it was great, great fun. It was great working with Ernie and with Shaq and with Chuck and with Kenny and, you know, again, everybody behind the scenes, Tim Kiley, everybody, the producers and the everybody, you know, in the trucks, if you did a game, they're just great, hardworking people. And it was very emotional for me because, you know, they really came, they hired me when I really needed to be hired by somebody and gave me an opportunity to do what I do and cover the league the way I wanted to cover it. And wanted me to cover it that way. Didn't want me to be what I wasn't or who I wasn't. And so I'm always going to be grateful to them for that. And thankful that I got a chance to work with the best. I work with the best people who cover the NBA for a long time, and I'm grateful for that.
I think the thing that struck me, David, in seeing some of the clips from behind the scenes over the weekend was, I think it was Ernie, who would be so appropriate if he was the one who said this, but it might have been one of the producers, Kylie or whoever it was, saying most of the people in this room, I think it was during their final show at Studio J in Atlanta, most of the people in this room have been here for 20 plus years. Yeah. And that is something you don't see in our business. Our business changes. Right. Our business is absolutely brutal. And the fact that they kept so many people for so long, that your 14 years might have been considered a short stint, I think is a truly magical thing. And it certainly must have helped create the product that we've all watched for 25, 30, you know, plus years.
I think it definitely helps you when you're not constantly looking over your shoulder, Craig. That makes a huge difference when you know that your work is valued and that the people value you and that you are going to be there for a while. You relax and you can just kind of do what you do and not worry about, well, is this going to be good enough? My contract's up and that sort of, they take away all your excuses, Craig. They took away all my excuses. They pay you well. They fly you first class. Like you're staying in nice hotels. Like they really, if you can't do good work for them, I don't know who you could do good work for, because they really make it as easy as humanly possible. And I'm great. Like I said, I'm just grateful that I got an opportunity to work at a place that good for that long. It's the best place I ever worked by far.
And you know, hopefully a lot of those people will be staying put, even though the show will be in a different place on ESPN, and many other talented folks going to Amazon and NBC to hopefully make the NBA coverage really great at those places. David, we always really appreciate your time here on this show. Thanks so much as always, and enjoy the NBA Finals, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
David Aldridge with us here on The Hoffman Show, senior columnist now for The Athletic, where you can read his work, and he's a frequent guest on their podcasts and such as well. Always great to have DA on and get his perspective on the league. When we get back, a flip of gears here on the Team 980. There is a brand new documentary film coming out Saturday, June 14th. On TJ Oshie and the relationship that he had with his dad. It's called Coach, and this morning I was able to talk to TJ and the directors of the film. I was also able to watch an early screening of the film. Very, very emotional, heart-wrenching type of film, but done in a beautiful, beautiful way. Talk to TJ, talk to the directors from Nash Films, and you'll hear that conversation next here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.